I suck, it's a blown. I know it's self-imposed. And all I have shared and all I have loved is all I'll ever own. But something has changed. I feel so alive. My life just blew up.
Well, that's called Something Human by Muse, and with news of that and all the other music and gig news, we're joined in studio by Deputy Editor of Hot Press, Stuart Clark. Stuart, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. That is the token slow song from their new album, Thought Contagion, out today. We were just both humming along. It's nearly Atomic Kitten's Hole Again, nearly a Tracy Chapman song, yeah. But I can't quite place it.
Yeah, maybe end up in court.
Very possible. It's another big sounding record, everything including the kitchen sink. At times it's full on Freddie Mercury, Queen. I also spotted some Depeche Mode, Aha, and like I said, Atomic Kitten. You know, beneath the bombast, they're pop boys at heart, really good hooks. There's also a cinematic quality, like a couple of songs could have been scored by Ennio Morricone, more of whom anon. The live shows, like Inverted Pyramids, are totally over the top.
But are we likely to see a live show here?
There is talk of the RDS next summer, which would be great. I think it's fair to say that tongues are firmly planted in cheeks with Muse.
Now we move on to something I'm looking forward to. This is a lady of my acquaintance.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by.
As tears go by, none other than Marianne Faithfull.
You can hear the living in her voice. You know, she is, what, in her 70s possibly now?
Yeah.
And you can tell, but in a good way, it's very sort of seasoned. That's a new version of the song she had in 1964, her first big hit. The Stones, of course, wrote it. Shortly after it hit the charts in 1964, the romance blossomed with Mick Jagger and all sorts, including the police raid on their Chelsea home. The authorities did not like Mick or Marianne.
We have to think back in those days. She was a waif-like blonde, straight blonde hair, and she was the darling of the 60s, really.
The old clips of her in black and white on Top of the Pops, I mean, she does look amazing. She still is a very beautiful woman. The album Negative Capability, out now, is very dark, very sparse, and very good. Guests include Nick Cave, they've become great pals, Ed Harcourt and Mark Lanegan from that American sort of slow-mo rock scene. That's an unlikely partnership, but it really works.
Have you ever met her?
I'd love to. Well, I had an encounter about 5 years ago. I was walking along Grafton Street. There's a hairdresser's, and I saw Morrissey outside looking in the window with an elderly lady. And I could hear him say, yeah, haircut, €60, colour, €80. Marianne. And then I realised it was her. It was just took me off guard. Of course, she was living in Wicklow for quite a long time, County Wicklow. Now she's moved to Paris. Her health was not good. We're not sure of the specifics, but she's looking good and saying she's feeling very well.
I was involved in one resuscitation of her career. I saw her on a daytime programme singing Dreaming My Dreams. And I was greatly taken by it. And I was playing a lot of music at the time. I kept playing it and playing it. And lo and behold, an Irish tour followed. So
fantastic. Yeah, she had several sort of dips in her career. And I think it took her a long time to become clean and sober. But, you know, this is a really good record. Like Leonard Cohen and Johnny Cash, she's going to have some sort of epitaph, I think, because of this, when eventually she's no longer with us.
Well, now for something else.
It's your world and you create it. Just remove the parts you hate it. Pick the places that you want some. It's too early to
And that's When Young and Given Up.
A fabulous new single from the Limerick Trio, who are generating a huge buzz in the UK. Bit of a 4AD vibe, you know, Belly and the Breeders and the Pixies. The bonus cuts include a cover of Dreams, which does Dolores proud. Talking of Limerick, very sad news yesterday broke that Micheál Osuluan, a fantastic composer and intellectual, passed away after a long illness. Yes, I'm afraid to say. I met him many moons ago. And his knowledge and enthusiasm was just quite amazing. I would have known him at the same time as Dolores and the Cranberries, so Limerick was really buzzing. In terms of guitar rock, you know, those amps are going back up to 11. The Murder Capital and Fontaines DC also flying the rock flag at the moment, after maybe Irish music getting a bit too polite for a few years.
Now, some more gig news, and a man who's... well, he's back.
More farewells than Frank Sinatra. The aforementioned Ennio Morricone is bringing his 60 years of music tour back to the Three Arena on February the 15th. Nice and romantic for Valentine's Day. Tickets from €107. That sounds steep, but there will be a full choir and the Czech National Symphony Orchestra on stage with him, on sale tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Singularly one of the best shows I've ever seen. I've seen three times now. It's in my top five, up there with The Clash and The Pistols. He's a force of nature, 90 years young. And what I love is that all the people on stage, they're normally quite serious classical musos. They're letting their hair down. And you're going like, I wonder if the timpani player is copping off with the guitarist after the show. You can see these cameos between the musicians. They're really riffing off each other. So if you've got €107, a good investment.
What about Bon Jovi? If you missed out the first time when they opened the booking?
I thought like Spinal Tap, their select might be, their appeal might be a bit more select these days, but none of it. There's a second show on June the 16th in the RDS with the Manic Street Preachers opening. Also worth catching, November the 22nd next year, massive pop star in the making, Sigrid, Three Arena, on sale now, £39.90.
Stuart Clark, Deputy Editor of Hot Press, thank you very much.
Thank you.